Hey folks, this is Dave Schneider from the Levies. I have a band called the Zambonis, and Adam Gardner from Guster has a band called Guster. There you go. And we were on tour with each other in 2005, and Adam said to me, "Hey, do you want to write some songs about Hanukkah?" And I thought he was joking, and he said, "Come on." And we walked to the back of the bus, and that day we wrote three songs in the back of the Guster bus, and within 2 weeks we wrote the whole record. That's an accurate statement. I don't like to embellish. The feeling is that you're smiling at these records. You're listening to these records with a smile, and yet it's teaching you about being Jewish. The name The Levies, the Zambonis were politely sued by the Zamboni company. The Zamboni is an ice resurfacing machine. So when Adam said, "What should we call our band?" we came up with some different names, and then he said, "How about the Levies?" And I said, wait, I've gone through this before. So he had a Rabbi Levy, actually, and we just extended two E's, like the Bee Gees, but put L and V in there, so it's the Levies. One of the great reasons why we wanted to make this record is classic Christmas songs were written by Jewish guys. And as some of you may know, Yidel Didel is a stereotype of a Jewish song. I remember saying to Adam, you know, what if the Kinks or the Beatles were trying to write good Jewish songs? So that's kind of what we did. We ended up sounding more like the Cars, but we just wanted to make good songs that had Jewish content and Hanukkah content, but also were musically there, you know, just great pop songs that happen to be about Hanukkah. We called the record Hanukkah Rocks, and there's a couple songs, Jewish Girls at the Matzah Ball, and there's a couple other tracks on there that are not about Hanukkah, and we've already written quite a few new ones. Guster just put out a record, and Zamboni's record comes out November 1st, so after that, we have plans to make another record. It's interesting writing these Jewish records. Sean and Dan, who are now in the Levies, they are super Jews. Not only does Sean have the hair for it, Sean teaches music at two different Hebrew schools, and Dan, he's just an unbelievably intelligent Jewish man. Adam is also, he's a great Jewish boy. So those guys are set. My situation is kind of interesting because my dad pulled me out of Hebrew school because of an argument with a rabbi in third grade or maybe second grade. And I didn't get back into it until about 7 years ago I started creeping into it. You know, I always knew I was a Jew, and it was very important to me. Then I started this band with these guys, and I got to know Sean and Dan quite a bit more, and through the touring and everything, it has brought me really back to what it means to be Jewish, and I'm learning a lot more. Some of my favorite Jewish moments in life, well, besides eating every second with my family, that would be top. But up there close, a great moment was the Levies played with Modest Yahoo, Webster Hall in New York. All the Levies, the band was downstairs, and Adam and I went to say goodnight to Modest and his crew, and they needed two guys to make a minion. It was freezing, and we had on our jackets ready to roll, and we ended up staying for an unbelievable service in a backstage room at Webster Hall. That was one of the most beautiful 30 minutes of my life. It's really quite amazing what you guys are doing. I'm very, very fond of Jewish rock radio. I think it's great. Keep going. You guys have something that I believe is, you know, on iTunes, it's the only all Jewish rock radio. There's going to be some great Jewish music coming from the Macaroons and the Levies. Wonderful, deep, fun music about being Jewish, food, family, fun. So that's all I can give you.